As far as his outer appearance, there was nothing impressive that would attract us to him. No royalty that would make his peers think much of him. They esteemed him not. They turned their noses up at him. Their eyes could only see a man of deep sorrows and suffering. But man, if they could only see what was within, the purest heart that ever beat, it pumped to serve and love his friends, authority to calm a storm and rebuke the rushing winds, and power that could heal sickness, if they could only touch the hem of his robe. But no, his appearance disgusted them, and they despised him because he spoke out against their lust and sin and exposed their hypocrisy. So they spit and they cussed at him, corrupted men, plotting to bring his life to a crushing end. They beat this man beyond recognition, and as they kept on whipping, his flesh was ripping, see, he was marred and disfigured beyond human likeness. They flogged him till he lay there in a pool of blood, lifeless. They picked him up, then they put this purple gown upon his raw flesh. Then on his head they forced a crown of thorns. They stripped him bare, then they put nails through his hands and feet, and then they hung him high on a cross for every man to see. They hated him so much they made his death a mockery, but if they only knew that this was all fulfilling prophecy. 'Cause who they thought was just an ordinary man and fraud was Jesus the Christ, the sacrificial Lamb of God. For every punch and slap, for every lash and stripe, millions will be healed and will receive everlasting life. For every thorn and every time the hammers hit them nails, millions will be saved from sin and freed from the grips of hell. For every drop of blood that fell from this martyr's frame, millions of hearts are changed. The Son of God has came to bear the cross of shame and take up our iniquities. Then he was pierced for our transgressions so we can live in peace. But through his accuser's eyes, an average Jew has died. They couldn't see that he was crucified for you and I and paid for sin so by him we can get through to God. No, they couldn't see it, so they killed him. What foolish guys! Now ask yourself, do you see through his accuser's eyes? Screaming crucify, rejecting truth to choose the lies. Homie, choose a side. Is it Christ or are you as blind as they were and have a false view of who is God?
More music at gospelmetrics.com.